It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. And today, Lord Huron has joined us, and I have from Lord Huron, Ben Schneider with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
First question I wanted to ask, Michigan to LA.
Yep.
Now, you originally had more of a sight set on a career in the visual arts, yes?
That's right, yeah.
And so you came to LA, not so much thinking about music, but rather, I guess, was it graphic design, was it?
Yeah, I studied painting in school, and I kind of have always done mixed media projects, so I've had kind of a love of music for a long time, and that's always been incorporated into my projects. But yeah, at some point the focus kind of shifted and flipped from
But that's an interesting thing to say, that you know, I've seen other interviews where you've made that casual reference to, well, and the next thing I know, I was focusing on the music. What prompted that?
You know, I don't know. I guess I was feeling kind of frustrated with the visual arts world and kind of feeling like it wasn't quite a fit for me. And, you know, just looking for something creative to do and started doing music a little more seriously again. I went and spent some time up in Michigan and recorded a few songs, and, you know, I brought them back and played them for my sister, and she said, you know, this is good. You should try to do something with it. And she kind of helped me pass them out. Just, we made some CDRs and some artwork and passed them out, and next thing you know, there's a couple of blogs writing about us. And
yeah, the first, so you got a first EP, you had two. You got the first one under your belt, and I guess in the course of the process of either making it or just upon completion, was it upon completion that you started reaching out to a couple of the guys that are now in the band?
Yeah, basically as soon as we started getting offered shows, I was like, well, I better put a band together because I can't do this alone. It's a pretty layered production.
Yes.
So, you know, I called some of my oldest friends, guys I played with in high school, who I started bands with way back in Michigan. And Mark was playing as a drummer in Nashville, being a session musician. And I said, hey, you want to come out and play a couple shows? And he said, sure. And he packed up and came. And we were thinking it would just be a couple months. And he's been here ever since. And we've been touring ever since.
And that's been like since 2010.
Middle of 2010, yeah.
And Mark also, as I understand it, had also started working with a Caribbean-type act?
Oh, yeah. Well, he and the bass player, Miguel, did some cruise ship work where they played on cruises. So
they started picking up a little bit of the tropical, huh?
Yeah. And I've always been really into that kind of music, too. So we all have pretty eclectic taste, and it's kind of nice to bring it all together.
I don't wanna die, I don't wanna be the man. death is the point of the thing. Well, the point of my life is to be with you, baby. There ain't no time in the life that you gave. Say we're all gonna die, but I'll never believe it. I love this world and I don't want to leave. Say the death is a deal that you came out of peace, but I love you, girl, and I don't want to lose you.
There's a complexity. Even in this, a very simple live setup, there's a complexity. And I assume that some of that, you see landscapes in your head and you start to bring these different sounds together.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A lot of time when I'm working, writing stuff, I think about music visually. I guess it's just the way my brain works. But it's trying to describe images sonically. And I guess that comes across, which is great to hear.
Yeah, it really does. And as we watched you all perform, this is something that seeing it done really brought out and helped me recognize so many of the layers that are in the songs, and then watching how, you know, the union of the performers got to be pretty tight, because you were throwing in some twists and turns in there that may not come across if someone's listening in mono.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not quite going to be getting what's all going on there.
Yeah, and that's what's great about our relationship, is we've all known each other for so long, not just personally, but musically too. So I think we have a good jive going.
And as the band has remained intact, and as you've been touring more and more the last couple of years, there's been a good amount of touring. I assume that is starting to continue to evolve and peak, and everyone's really getting attenuated to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it makes touring a lot easier when you know everybody so well. You know, we can skip over a lot of problems that other bands might have because we've already been through it together a long time ago. You know,
but that doesn't make touring easy, because I've read up on a couple of your tours, and you had the, you know, oops, out of commission van, and you know, so you've got to know that life on the road isn't always just a breeze.
That's definitely true, and you know, we're about to head to Europe for the first time in a couple of weeks, and we know it's not going to be a vacation, but we're still very excited to get over there and play to some new audiences.
Well, sure, when you start to crack a new territory altogether, that's got to be. Plus, you know, my sense in reading up on all of the band members is that travel and experience in, you know, different places and different cultures, it's going to have to be a great inspiration for you for whatever comes next.
Absolutely, yeah.
lakes where the great waves break and the night runs right into the day. Wanna be with the ones I left, but I'm way out west and the years keep on slipping away. Wanna run on the sacred dance through the ancient ruins where the fires of my ancestors burn. I remember the fateful day when I ran away and it told me I couldn't return.
Idea about Michigan, you know, you're pretty vocal in, you know, you went back and used the backdrop, I guess, of Michigan to inspire you to make the first EP. And even this record, you know, you talk about how you've even talked about maybe someday you'll move back to Michigan and make that your home base, which, let's face it, not everybody has to live in L.A., Portland, or New York.
Right.
Contrary to public opinion.
Yeah.
You can make music from other locales.
Especially these days, yeah.
Bon Iver shows that, you know, he'll go out in the woods in some cabin, and it still sounds pretty good. But was that a serious consideration of you to maybe return into your Michigan roots?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm planning on eventually at least spending part of my year there. Just to be closer to family, and I just love it there. It's just, I feel really comfortable there. And
well, I'm a Midwestern guy, so I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I love LA too. I've had a great 8 years here, and who knows, maybe I'll keep living here part of the year. But I just feel kind of ready to go back pretty soon.
Can I ask a question? Will you make the part of the year you go back the part from spring to fall, or will you do the other thing, which I would never do, which is the fall, just because you're not getting me back to the Midwest during December and January?
You know, it's funny. I always go back a couple times a year, once in the summer, once in the winter, and it's hard for me to choose which one I like better.
Yeah.
I really am a winter kind of guy. I like being in the snow.
Oh.
I don't know if it'll be just during that time. Maybe I'll somehow, you know, kind of bridge the gap from summer to winter.
A little of both. Yeah. Well, see, you're not getting me back. That big heavy coat thing. That's what
you're over it.
Well, most people that move to LA from someplace else, it's 78 degrees. You're not going anywhere else.
Very true. And you can drive up into the mountains and be in some snow pretty quick too. So.
Thank you. blessing me for all that I've done. I'm going to sing. I'm good enough to that. Got a lot of it. I did it all for you. Well, I hope you know the links I've gone to. What's a man to say? You're really looking for me. You should be on my way. I want everybody else in the world to know him. I want everybody to know who you love for me. I want everybody else in the world to know him. But I ain't never gonna let it take a lot of me. I will not ask for your forgiveness. Know your defense. Run away with me and it all makes sense. I did it all for you. Don't spurn me after all I've gone through. No time to rest. I'm gonna find me a life where it is. Oh, I want everybody else in the world to know who. Oh, I want everyone to know who the girl for me. Oh, I want everybody else in the world to know who.
You know, the stuff you listen to growing up naturally comes out. And some of the first stuff I listened to that my parents would play around the house was Bruce Springsteen and Paul Simon and Bob Dylan. And I really think those guys influenced me a lot, not just sonically, but in terms of their storytelling. And yeah, just really.
Were there any acts that as you started to decide, well, that period when you said maybe not the visual arts, maybe music, were there any acts that gave you confidence to say, you know what? They're doing something that I want to do.
You know, I really didn't set out thinking that I would become a performer. I thought it was just kind of a studio project. But at the time, I was listening to a lot of Calypso and Bollywood music and just thinking about how some of those rhythms and melodies, I couldn't believe they hadn't broken over more into the pop, to the Western pop music right. world. And just started playing around with that stuff. And I don't know. Yeah.
And now you have a sound that is uniquely Lord Huron. And is certainly one that we at KCSN appreciate. So I guess the next real touring is overseas.
Yeah.
Any dates to warm up before you head over the pond?
Not before we go. We're going to play in Brooklyn when we get back. And then, we're kind of starting to route our summer. We've got a big summer planned. Hopefully going to hit some festivals and tour a lot. So we're still setting that all up, but hopefully we'll announce those dates pretty soon.
Well, things are going well. I know that it's been years in the making, but I saw so many artists to watch in 2013, mm-hmm. And some very credible either blogs or publications. So it seems like this could be a big year for you, and we wish you the best and hope that all of it continues to thrive for you.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks a lot for having us in.
No, and thanks so much for coming out. It's been Lord Huron right here live on 88.5 KCSN.